Here's a quick way to solve the education problem. Episode number 1. Today is the 30th of January 2023, and I'm your host, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This article discusses the problems in education today and how to address these problems. Teachers are stressed and overworked, schools are overcrowded, and charter schools offer better education than traditional schools.
This is the current educational climate and it is full of problems that need to be addressed. The article, Here's a Quick Way to Solve the Education Problem, gave insight into how we can improve our education and fix these issues. It proposed simple solutions that could improve the current educational climate, such as smaller classrooms and giving teachers more resources. To solve the education problem, we need to value and encourage students. We need to create an environment where they can learn, grow, and laugh. We also need to provide them with a stimulating teaching curriculum that meets their needs and allows them to explore their dreams and passions. Schools need more resources to provide quality instruction and support for all learners. High school education should offer meaningful learning experiences that expand people's knowledge of the world around them. A quick way to solve the education problem is to provide districts with support staff and teachers who can help to create a classroom environment that encourages problem solving. This can be done by having teachers get to know their students better in the first few weeks of school, so that they can become more effective problem solvers when it comes to solving student issues. Additionally, by providing districts with additional support staff, more students can be supported in their learning. This becomes a task for the first week or two of school and once it is established, becomes a great source of support for students. Here's a quick way to solve the education problem. Address the overcrowded schools, overcrowded teachers and overcrowded classrooms. This disrupts many children, parents and interrupts the school year. Elementary students are especially vulnerable to this issue and it is important for parents and teachers to report these schools. In particular, Chicago Public Schools is in need of resources to support their overcrowding issue. A report lack of resources for public schools in both the southern and northern hemispheres. This has been caused by staff shortages, exhausting growing numbers of students, and forced budget cuts. This has made it difficult for teachers to do their jobs and for quality educators to remain in the city schools. As a result, the lowest performing students continue to face many challenges in receiving an appropriate education and their academic needs remain unmet. These major implications have been seen across many cities, yet with no solution in sight. The largest school district in the nation, New York City, has been particularly hard hit due to budget cuts, forcing schools to cut staffers and other programs. Mayor Eric Adams and Chancellor Carranza have been heading many of the efforts to advocate for the city's students. They have proposed slashing a majority of the city's budget in order to avoid fund cuts. Despite these efforts, abandoned civic education has become an issue in recent decades. This issue is not only affecting educators, but also their families and parents who are struggling with budget cuts. Schools' budgets are being slashed, which means that many educators are losing their jobs or having their hours reduced drastically. This problem can be addressed by offering charter schools, which are publicly funded but independently run. These schools allow for innovative educational environments that foster better educational outcomes. They also allow for interactivity between teachers and students, and have access to the latest applications technologies. This could be especially beneficial for students who are minorities, as these students often fall behind in traditional school settings when compared to their peers. Urban charter schools are also becoming more popular, and many universities have centers dedicated to the study of this model of education. By offering better job opportunities with skills specifically suited to each student, these centers can provide a higher level of opportunity than traditional schools. Experienced teachers should be hired to fill many schools and to improve the quality of teaching. This would end the practice of hiring new teachers for every school district, and instead allow existing teachers to retain their positions in order to meet greater educational needs. In addition, schools should be encouraged to hire more qualified substitutes, so that they can fill in when teachers are away or have other shortages. Policymakers should also consider providing incentives for experienced teachers who choose to work in the most difficult schools. Such schools often have fewer resources than other districts, which can leave teachers feeling underappreciated and undervalued. As a result, many underperforming teachers are not held accountable for their performance and students suffer from the lack of quality teaching. Hardline education reformers argue that punishing students is not the answer, but instead that hiring better pay and working conditions for teachers, job training, and targeted training will help raise up poorer schools to provide a higher quality of education. The problem with the current educational system is that there are too many students and too few teachers, leaving teachers to teach larger numbers of students in harmful and painful spaces. This has wreaked havoc on the system, leaving it unable to provide the basic fundamentals of education that students need. In addition, work stress is a major issue for teachers due to the increasing demand of testing and COVID-related issues. With schools experiencing a global learning crisis, it's important to place priority on learning fundamental skills rather than numbers and tests. Changes to the education system must be made in order to ensure students are receiving a balanced education. People must push policymakers and elected school boards to make changes that will benefit students. CEOs of corporations must also be challenged to take part in making decisions that will improve the lives of students by improving the quality of schools and addressing any problems they can share with their communities. Community-based mechanisms should also be used to ensure better outcomes for students and better collaboration between teachers, parents, and administrators. If these steps are taken, it would result in a better educated populace who could then help push for more systemic changes in the future. Here's a quick way to solve the education problem. Involve more parents in their children's education. This can be accomplished through better communication between schools and parents, as well as providing more resources for students and teachers. It has been reported that when teachers felt supported by their schools, student achievement increased. Additionally, involving more parents in their children's education can help create an environment where students feel safe and included, rather than subjected to racist or sexist attitudes.
This was Here's a Quick Way to Solve the Education Problem by He, and this was episode number 1. My name is Adrian Bailey, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.